Well, hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here for our weekly show on Brighteon.tv, The Tenpenny Files on Your Health. For the last 23 years or so, I've done literally thousands of interviews on radio, television, podcasts, live conferences, seminars, and so forth, and almost all my information was in one way or another about vaccines. But as a trained emergency medicine physician who worked in a level 2 trauma center for 12 years and an integrative physician who's been had a busy practice here in Cleveland, Ohio since 1996, there's so many more things to talk about and to discuss. That's why this is the educational show that I put together on your health. Tonight, my special guest is Dr. Shannon Croner, a clinical psychologist who has written a new book, I'm Unvaccinated and That's Okay. In this world of what is pressuring parents to vaccinate. Stay tuned. You won't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package. Emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Tonight, we are talking to Dr. Shannon Croner, who has a master's degree in special education and a doctorate in clinical psychology. She's been working with special needs families since 2001. She is also the founder and director of a nonprofit organization, Freedom of Religion United Solutions, which is FOR. In which she has built a coalition of leaders from many families from around the world to stand united for the religious freedoms and vaccination choice. Her latest accomplishment is a new children's book entitled I'm Vaccinated and That's Okay, which tells the story of an unvaccinated boy with an older vaccine-injured sibling. The story is from his perspective, and he shares what life which will navigate navigates the world of the many pressures to vaccinate. We're going to have the entire second half of this show tonight dedicated to Shannon and what she's talking about with her book. And she's got a special announcement that she's doing right here tonight on the Tenpenny Files. But in the meantime, Shannon, welcome to the Tenpenny Files on your health.
Thanks so much for having me on. It's so great to see you, even though I just saw you this past weekend.
Yeah, it was great. So I want to start with your religious coalition, the Freedom of Religion U.S. And United Solutions. You know, this was pre-COVID now, but you invited me to attend one of those meetings in Washington, D.C. Is this organization still working with the International Coalition? And what's happening inside of your nonprofit right now?
Yeah, so, you know, I started the organization for us back in 2019 when SB 276 passed in California and they removed our medical exemptions. So that's way, you know, pre-COVID. And I think that was around the time where I invited you, we went to the International Religious Freedom Roundtable. So they're still doing the roundtables, and I think it just recently got back in person. So I'm going to have to attend that again soon. But over the whole pandemic, those meetings, those DC meetings were put on Zoom. And so now they're live in action. So hopefully we'll have to go back to another one because that was a lot of fun when we went.
That was a lot of fun. And it was so interesting to meet people from like Montenegro and Kazakhstan and Poland. And tell people a little bit about the focus of that organization, because I know that had done, you know, you guys had done some great work in terms of religious freedoms and stopping religious persecutions in some countries around the world. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, so that their group is not my group, but that's, they do, it's the International Religious Freedom Roundtable. And so they're working with religious leaders all over the world to, yeah, exactly like what you said, stop religious persecution. And they have meetings every week where people, like, you know, if you're a member of the coalition, you can join online. And so they've been, you know, they've continued to do what they're doing. As for my organization, we have 60 faith leaders from throughout the nation. Some of them are around the world. Like we have a rabbi in Israel and I think another rabbi in Germany and a couple other people from around the world, but most of them are in the US. And what's crazy to me is that I started to gather these faith leaders to protect the religious freedom of vaccine choice back in 2019, because I knew after 276 passed that there would be adult mandates. I knew that they were coming. I didn't know how. I had, you know, I did not know there was going to be a pandemic, but I knew that this was needed. And so I started to almost like cold call faith leaders of all different faiths. So I've got, you know, lots of pastors that I work with, rabbis, there's a couple imams, there's a monk who they've all united on within my organization to protect the religious freedom of vaccine choice. And so when the pandemic actually happened, we were already set to go in helping people with religious exemptions. And I mean, I knew and you knew that the vaccines were coming. The moment they announced that it was a pandemic, we knew that there was going to be a vaccine for it, and we knew that they were going to be mandated. I knew that it was going to be mandated had Biden won the presidency. And so, you know, our organization was able to help really thousands and thousands of people. I haven't looked for a while, but a couple months ago, I looked to see like what the numbers were. And it was around 50,000 people we had helped with religious exemptions to stay in school, to keep their jobs. We actually, our exemption even helped Dr. Judy Mikovits stay in the hospital with her husband when he was passing because they wouldn't allow her in because she was unvaccinated. And so she used one of our exemptions to help her stay with her husband his last few days of life. So we've done a lot of really great work. And the website for my nonprofit organization is For United Solutions. So FOR United Solutions. And any of your viewers, you can go on there and see all of the faith leaders that we work with. And, you know, we right now we're not doing we're not as active as we were a year ago because a lot of, you know, places have lifted those mandates and a lot of people got the religious exemptions that they needed. And unfortunately, the religious exemptions, they won't work for children in states where religious exemptions have been removed. So we can't help children in California or New York or Connecticut. However, we have been successful at helping college students.
Good news.
We could definitely help any adults who are working and need them for their jobs. But, you know, for the most part right now, mandates have been lifted. We've did a lot of work with the military. That was my main focus last year with the organization was we were actually the first organization I brought with me a Marine and like a high-ranking Marine and a high-ranking naval officer to DC during the, you know, height of everything. And we were the first organization to meet with members of Congress and Senate on the military mandates. And we gave them all this information about what was going to happen, how this was going to affect our country and our safety if all of our military are kicked out of, you know, if we're going to lose all these military bodies. And so, that was a really interesting time. We went to DC. We were in DC for a week. Got to meet with Rand Paul and Jim Jordan and Daryl Issa and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Orrin Boebert. We met. I think it was like 17 different members of Congress and Senate that we met with to get them, you know, on the same page and aware of what was happening to our military with these mandates. So that's really kind of what.
I think that circling back, I want to put a little focus or a little emphasis on the college exemptions, because that's not just about COVID. I mean, that's also about, you know, I saw this coming, Shannon. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been, you know, doing in this battle since 2000. And I would say it was around 2008. I just had this kind of a premonition that what was going to be the next great barrier was going to be college entrance, that parents will have spent, you know, all of their child's life from K through 12 grades fighting to keep them unvaccinated and keep their exemptions in place, whether it was medical, religious, or philosophic, and that they were keeping all those things in place. And the schools kind of had to go along with it because those were the laws across all 50 states. And of course, that was before California, Maine, Mississippi, you know, all those states just kind of fell apart and lost their exemptions. But I saw it as this is going to be the next barrier to entry. They're going to expect to have kids fully vaccinated with pertussis, MMR, tetanus, flu shots, all of these things as an entry into college. Is your organization one that can help parents navigate that also in terms of religious exemption? Not COVID related, but, you know, all these other shots that are required for college entrance exams too.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, that's how we started. We started with pre-COVID, you know, we started pre-COVID. So we already had exemptions in place to help students, college students, and, you know, high school, elementary throughout the country with their childhood vaccines to get them into, you know, to be accepted into their schools. And so we can definitely help with that. And that's really how we got started. And then COVID came along and we changed.
Well, yeah, everybody's life kind of got like segued, you know, three steps to the right, you know, at the beginning of 2020, you know, we have another sister site. It used to be called Vaccine U. And now the name of it is learningforyou.org. And when I started Vaccine U, my entire, you know, the whole thing was about putting together a course about every single one of the vaccines. Now there's 17 different vaccines, and then also doing travel vaccines, adult vaccines, having courses in there so people could, because, you know, I get kind of tired of repeating myself all the time. And so I wanted to put it into a video with supporting documentation to do all this stuff and put it into Learning for You so people could go and learn on their own. And so beginning of 2020, my stated goal, and I wrote it all out. I had this whole big spreadsheet all together. The beginning of 2020, my goal was to fill out the rest of all of those vaccine courses, because I've done about half of them, and I wanted to just complete it, not only for educational purposes, but kind of my legacy. I just wanted to get that all in one place and get that all under. And then, of course, COVID happened, right? And, you know, 3 years later, I haven't done any of it. So I certainly understand what that's all about how we all get. We're going in this direction. We go, you don't end up over here. So yeah. That's really, really good news about college. Now, what another thing that I get questions all about in terms of exemptions is, which drives me crazy, is kids that are going on mission trips. I mean, they're going with a church organization that's requiring them to get vaccinated to go to wherever their organization's going, like, you know, Colombia or, you know, Costa Rica or Africa or wherever they're going. Is that another group that you can actually help with the religious exemptions?
You know, I mean, that's an interesting question. I've never been asked that before, so I don't know.
Oh, wow, I get that like all the time. Yeah.
But, well, so what would be interesting is, so our religious exemptions are based on the U.S. Constitution, and so on our First Amendment rights. So I don't know how other countries would accept that, because obviously
it's not about the countries. It's about their church organizations. It's about their church leaders are saying, you can't come on this trip if you're not fully vaccinated.
So, I mean, if it would have to be cleared, I guess, with their church organization, their American-based church organization, because I know that people had contacted me for travel exemptions to fly into other countries, and they were having trouble showing, like, using ours because the other countries wouldn't adhere to the U.S. Constitution. You know, it was their own rules in another country. However, we were successful in helping people on cruise lines. So that was interesting that, you know, people, when the cruises were mandating vaccines, we did help a significant group of people, like, get medical or religious exemptions for cruises. So, but I'm not sure. I mean, I would think that, listen, we're like in the U.S., we're in the United States of America, and we have a First Amendment right, and that right is religious freedom. And so it should, especially with a church group, should apply.
Yeah, so, well, you know, up until COVID, I mean, now the rules have changed, and I think they've all been dropped worldwide in terms of COVID. You know, I think the United States was the very last country that dropped the requirement to require people to show their COVID shots by the time if they've come in from other countries. But then, of course, you can walk across the southern border with no shots, no COVID shot, you know, whatever disease that you want, and that's okay, right? But certainly you can't fly in from Zurich or Paris without being vaccinated. So, I mean, don't get me started. But I think, I'm really, you know, pre-COVID, I mean, there were no requirements anywhere in the world for any shots, with the sole exception of yellow fever in a couple of countries in the Central African Congo and some places in Brazil, because of mosquito. Yellow fever is a mosquito-borne illness, and it's only was required in a very few places. All the rest of the vaccines for all the entire rest of the schedule were only recommended in every other country in the world. None of them were required. So, I mean, I think that's probably still the same. But I just circling back to the religious exemption in church organizations, I mean, it always just made me shake my head. I mean, that this is a church organization requiring young people to be poisoned in order to go to another country to serve the Lord. I mean, like, go figure.
Well, I mean, it's crazy how the way that the churches acted, you know, throughout the pandemic. There were churches who required COVID, the cards, just to enter, you know? There's a church actually near me that split the people with a sticker. A red sticker was, you know, you were not vaccinated, and a green sticker was you were, or something like that, and they had to sit in separate sides of the aisle. I mean, and that's in a really big popular church out here. So
did you guys also write for mask exemptions?
So with mask exemptions, so I have, you know, I have educational therapy practice. And so I, as an educational therapist, it's completely separate from for us. But as an educational therapist, I have seen just a, you know, small number of people who would come to me for therapy, who whether they have special needs or anxiety, or, you know, a lot of kids would, that also do speech therapy would come to me for educational therapy, or kids who have ADHD and had trouble focusing, putting the mask on caused a lot more anxiety and issues with focusing in the classroom. So with those kids that I was working with, I would help them with a mask exemption. And but it really wasn't, I wasn't really promoting that much. It was more of kind of like with patients that I was already working with as an educational therapist, or I gained a few more new clients through the pandemic who they, you know, I remember I had a friend whose child had Down syndrome, and they were requiring a mask on him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was, and because they required a mask on him, he was really acting out in the classroom. And not only that, but the mask was causing like a rash all over his face, and he couldn't really speak about it, but he was acting out like with behavior problems. And the mom had figured out that it was really the mask that was causing that. And so in instances like that, I was able to help people with mask exemptions.
Are you seeing in your practice now, Shannon, I just did an interview earlier today with somebody in New Zealand, and they were saying that the country of New Zealand has the highest suicide rate amongst teenagers of any country in the world because of the depression and from the shutdowns and the lock-ins and all this other stuff. I know that was a really big deal in behavioral health during the shutdowns. Are you still seeing the ramifications of that in your patient population now?
So, I mean, I'm not practicing that much anymore. So I'm personally not seeing patients. Like, I'm not working with any of my clients who are suicidal. However, I have a close friend who's a marriage and family therapist, and he and I just had that conversation, same conversation a couple weeks ago. And he was telling me that he has never in his life, and that's his specialty, is that he works with suicidal children and teens. He said he's never experienced like the increase in numbers of patients that he's had is just astronomical with suicidal ideation and suicidal attempts. And that it's all related to COVID and lockdowns and the separation of children and separation of children from family members, separation of children from their peers, school, the grades have plummeted because they were out of school for so long. Children today, I think, are significantly more depressed because of the way that the COVID pandemic was handled.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere, and this was a while ago now, that the lack of education, all of the separation, the not being able to go to school, not being able to keep up with the academics, you know, doing this online homeschooling stuff, which just, you know, some kids could probably do it, but most can't. I mean, they need in-classroom learning. I often wondered how did that work if there was one computer in the family and there was five or more kids? I mean, how did that work, you know, in terms of kids having to do their lessons and being online? And I think I read somewhere that it's going to take almost an entire generation of these kids because they've knocked back not only academically, but psychosocially and also emotionally, that have knocked them back so hard and so far that it was going to take years before they kind of recovered, almost like a PTSD, you know,
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I actually just read a statistic saying that the students in general right now are 2 years behind in their education. And, you know, you've got to imagine, what is that like for a kid, especially if a child is already struggling? Like, let's say there's a child who has ADHD or some other kind of learning disability, and now they're struggling even more because they didn't have that one-on-one, you know, classroom education. However, I'm totally on the, I'm opposite of that with what happened to everybody else. I had my kids I loved my kids when they were on Zoom school. And so we have continued homeschool.
Oh,
and I don't think I would ever send them back to general education.
You know, I've done many interviews with various, I think 5 or 6 different interviews with different homeschooling programs. And so, and the cornerstone of all that is get your kids out of that indoctrination social sphere. So with that, we're going to go to
what happened with my kids' education.
We're going to go into a commercial break here for just a couple of minutes. In 2 minutes, you'll be right back to hear more of the Tenpenny Files on your health with Dr. Shannon Croner. And we're going to talk all about her new book. So stay tuned.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Hi, Canadians. This is Robert Blake coming from Reawakening Tour in Miami, Florida. Thanks for having us on Brighteon. And I'm here to do an interview to bring back some information to the Freedom Fighters of Canada.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to the Tenpenny Files on your health. We've been talking this evening with Dr. Shannon Croner about some things that we had to talking about exemptions, mask exemptions, religious exemptions. And I just want to circle back and say one more time, if you're just tuning in with us now and you're facing vaccines, lots of vaccines for school, lots of vaccines for college, this is the group that you want to get in contact with and let them help you. It's For Us, F-O-R. We'll put that up there on the screen one more time. But in this segment, we want to go talk to Shannon about her most recent endeavor that's been consuming all of her time for the last year that she told me about on the break. Her new book, it's called I'm Vaccinated and That's Okay. Shannon, welcome back to the program. And I want to start with what compelled you to start writing this book? How did you get involved with it?
So, you know, I've been working with kids with special needs since 2001. And whenever I would do an intake with a new family, I would always hear the same story over and over again about how, you know, their child was born healthy and then they got a round of shots and something changed. And so it's kind of been something, that story has been on my heart for a really long time. And then as I ended up having, you know, my own kids and getting more and more involved in the fight for vaccine truth, I started meeting a lot more families who their first child suffered a vaccine injury. And so their second child, they chose not to vaccinate because, you know, they didn't want to risk another injury. And so, I mean, that's a story that I've heard over and over and over again. And, you know, because of COVID, we have a whole new generation of unvaccinated children. Mm-hmm. Whether it's just the single COVID vaccine that the parents chose not to do, or they've chosen not to do the COVID vaccine, and now they're waking up to the childhood vaccines. And so they're either, you know, refusing to get those or delaying them because they want to do more research. And so I wrote this.
No, there's actually, I'll just, sorry to interrupt you, but that's, you know, there's actually been several studies that have come out about this vaccine hesitancy and how the American Academy of Pediatrics and the powers that be are just being horrified at the fact that the vaccination rate has dropped so precipitously. And I think it's a couple things. One, like what you said, parents started examining the COVID shot and said, I don't want to do that. Maybe I don't want to do these other ones either. And started, since they were at home anyways, they started doing their research and they had a little bit more time. The second thing is that they had more children during lockdowns and they didn't go to the doctors either because they couldn't go out. The doctors wouldn't see them. They lost their health insurance because they lost their jobs. And suddenly the kid's 2 years old and they've had no shots and they didn't die. Imagine that, you know? And so they really are concerned about that. So yeah, please continue on what, yeah, you were talking about.
Well, so that's really what this book is kind of, it's about, it's where it came from, is that, you know, during COVID, so many parents have chosen not to get their kids vaccinated. And then especially with adding, when the CDC last November added the COVID vaccine to the childhood vaccine schedule, there was such this like huge outcry of like, please don't do that because it's really unnecessary and, you know,
and really so dangerous.
And dangerous, yeah. But, and so because of that, you know, I wanted a book that could speak to those kids, those newly unvaccinated children who were being kind of like sidelined. They were not allowed to Christmas dinners. They weren't allowed to Thanksgiving. They weren't allowed to weddings and things like that. They weren't allowed back in school. So there's this whole new generation of kids that have been experiencing what children in states like California and New York have been experiencing for quite a while. So for instance, in California and New York and Connecticut and Maine, kids are not allowed to go to school if they are not fully vaccinated, right? And so this book is really meant to say to those children that it's that your parents made a great decision and it's okay that there are other kids like you. And for parents to read with their children when they're making those decisions regarding vaccines, if they're questioning vaccines for the first time, this book is meant for them. If they have already questioned vaccines a long time ago and chosen not to vaccinate their kids, this is also for that family. And this book is really, what it does is it takes the vaccine issue of, you know, the no liability, the things that parents question the most about vaccines is that the fact that the vaccine schedule is so overwhelming. You know, when I was a kid, I got like 9 shots. Today, a child, it's almost 100. It's 17 vaccines and it's almost like 100 doses by the time they turn 18. And so, really, this book is about, it takes all the basics, it simplifies it in the easiest way, and helps parents understand what the issues are that families are facing today with so much pressure to get vaccinated. Because of COVID, the vaccine is ridiculous. actually. And now there's also bullying that's happening because of kids who are not vaccinated by kids who are vaccinated and things like that. Teachers are putting pressure on kids.
Yeah.
You know, school principals, doctors, I'm sure you've heard so many parents being kicked out of practices, of pediatric practices because they're refusing to vaccinate or they want to wait before
they want to do something as simple as just, let's just give one at a time.
Right.
And why do I have to get 5 or 6 or 7 on the same vaccine day, which is all that a pediatrician visit really is these days.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, so that's where this book came from. And so this book is for really, and I've heard so many people say that they're going to be giving this book to, you know, new moms, baby shower gifts. They're going to be bringing it to school libraries, putting it in the waiting rooms of doctor's offices.
Oh, that's cool.
and really this book is meant to just open that conversation and help give people more understanding. For the families who were shunned and told they couldn't come to, you know, Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving, give this book to those family members that didn't let you come over. And you'll see that it's not as simple as just like, you know, you're an uneducated person who doesn't know anything about vaccines. And you're, you know, how many times have people said like Google University? No, this book, and the thing that I really made sure about with this book is that there's nothing in the book that, everything has been fact checked. So everything has been like double, triple, quadruple fact checked. And I have a resources page. It's like a my personal favorite resources page in the very back of the book. And it starts off with the CDC Pink Book. Parents need to be researching and reading for themselves and not just taking my, you know, word for it, but do your own research and look up the CDC Pink Book and read the vaccine schedule of what is expected of them. And, you know, it also, I have also a link to the excipient list. So like all the ingredients, parents need to be doing their research and read the ingredients themselves and become knowledgeable about what is trying to be injected into their children. And then I have, you know, all the best books, all my favorite books are on there. And I have all my favorite websites and your website's included in my favorite resources.
Thank you so much.
And some of my favorite movies. And so that's a huge part. Just that page alone is a really important page of the book. I also have a really great glossary that has taken all of the terms, the most, you know, common vaccine related terms, and really simplified what the definitions are so that parents can understand, you know, parents can understand what encephalitis is, parents can understand what a vaccine actually is, and all the different types of vaccines that there are, whether it's a live virus vaccine or an mRNA shot, you know. And then it also talks about like why are monkey cells, like, you know, people talk about all the different ingredients that are in vaccines. Well, why are those ingredients used? And so I've made it really simple for both parent and child to understand what the problem is with vaccines and how, you know, like how to educate themselves on the issue and why it is okay to be unvaccinated in today's world, and that they're not alone, and that most importantly, vaccination, it should be a personal choice, that it cannot be forced upon you. And the book talks about that. And I know you were showing some of the pages. Those are never seen before pages. If we could bring up the one with the doctor. So for instance, like that page talks about the importance of, you know, communication with your doctor, and that like, so let me just explain. The book is about a little boy. It's from the little boy's perspective that you see there. And he has an older sibling who's vaccine injured. And so his parents have chosen not to vaccinate him. And he talks about all the different pressures from society to get vaccinated, and why all the different reasons why his parents chose not to vaccinate him. And so, you know, he, in this page, it talks about how the page right before this, which I didn't include in the slides, people are going to have to get the book to see all the pages. But, you know, the page before that talks about how the parents interviewed different doctors that aligned with their core beliefs and views. And then when they found a doctor, the importance of having that communication with someone that they can trust is on the same page as them and will work with them to, because today's doctors are meant, they're, first of all, when you find a doctor, that doctor is meant to work for you. You are choosing the doctor, absolutely, right? And, absolutely, you know, the doctor's number one thing should be helping the child. It should be the care of the child. And if the family doesn't want to do something, they should not be pressured into doing something. And so, so for instance, so that page is about really about the importance of communication between, honest communication between parents and doctors and children. And then if we can show the other page where it's the scientists. So that's another page from my book that where the little boy is talking about, you know, how he's expected by the time he turns 18, he's expected to get 100 doses of different, of 17 different vaccines, and how really that is a lot. And it shows like on the whiteboard there, it is a lot. That's, I mean, that's,
it's a really disgusting scary lot. And I think it's important just to interject here to put this in context for some of the listeners that up through 1985, there were only three vaccines. There was MMR, DPT, and polio up through 1985. Because sometimes I'll have people kind of my age will say, well, I don't remember my kids who are like 30-something. I don't remember my kids getting that many shots. What's the big deal? Well, the big deal is that up through 1985, actually through 1991, there were only three vaccines, MMR, DPT, and polio. And it was in 1991 when they introduced hepatitis B at birth and was the beginning of the big ramp up of the schedule to where we are today, that not only do children get multiple doses of 17 vaccines, but just say Prevnar, which is one of the ones that they get four doses of Prevnar in the schedule. And Prevnar is ostensibly for ear infections, which they've showed from the very beginning doesn't even work, doesn't even keep kids from getting ear infections. And it started out as Prevnar 7, which is like seven different strains of strep in that in Prevnar, which then went to Prevnar 12, then 15, now then 17, and now Prevnar 20. Now there's 80 different strains of strep out there in the environment. And I remember my researcher said to me when they went from 7 to 10 or 12, she said, I'm thinking they're going to gun for Prevnar 80. They're going to try to get rid of all of them. Now, remember, that means in that one shot of Prevnar, it's like getting 20 vaccines because it's 20 different vaccine antigens. It's like getting 20 different vaccines at one time. And that's given simultaneously with DPT. It was and usually with polio and with hepatitis. I don't have the schedule measured and memorized in my head anymore, but it's given with other vaccines so that you're getting all of these doses at the same time. So they've expanded the Prevnar. They've expanded the number of doses of hepatitis A. They've expanded now hepatitis B at birth, and you have to get three doses of that. The total amount of aluminum that kids get if they're completely vaccinated from birth through 18 years of age is almost 13,000 micrograms of aluminum and more than 500 micrograms of mercury if they get flu shots every year. And they don't specifically
include the vitamin K shot as well.
For some, it does, because there's four different brands of vitamin K, and two of the brands of vitamin K have 100 micrograms of aluminum in them, and two do not. So that means at birth, your child may, if they get a vitamin K with 100 micrograms of aluminum, plus a hepatitis B with 100 micrograms of aluminum, from the time that they are days old, they will have gotten 200 micrograms of aluminum that goes right through the blood-brain barrier and into their brain. It clogs up their kidneys. It goes into their bone marrow right from birth. And so it's a travesty of what's happening. And so your book, Shannon, is so timely. And you said to me on the break that you wrote all of it and you did all the illustrations, which I think is so cool. I think that's really important to let people know. And you also said that out on Amazon, people are plagiarizing and stealing your book. Talk about that a little bit. Talk about what's the horrible thing that's happening with that.
In regards to the illustrations, every design is my idea. I actually found an amazing illustrator. So he took all of my ideas and put them on the page. And I will say that my kids actually were like, they proofread every illustration. Wow. I wanted to make sure that it was really child friendly. So they, when I was done with the page, my kids read every page. I wanted to make sure they could understand it. And I wanted to make sure that they were happy with the picture on the page. So it's definitely child approved. And then as for the plagiarism, that's just insane. Actually, what I've been dealing with is on Amazon, people are making photocopies of the cover of the book. So it's the exact cover. It's exactly my cover with my name and my illustrator on that book. They've made photocopies of it, and then they are selling it as theirs. And I've had a couple friends who have bought it to see what's inside, and inside is just blank pages, like 100 blank journal pages. And it's been destroying the algorithm, because when I first released the book, just a couple, right now it's available for pre-sale. When I first released this book a few weeks ago, it shot up to number one in several categories.
Wow.
Within 24 hours, it was number one under families with a child with special needs. And it was number one under vaccinations. And there was a couple other categories that it was number one under. And then when these new fake books started to come out, it messed up the algorithm and it would like drop the number of it. And so I've had to fill out a copyright infringement form through Amazon to have those fake books removed. So as of today, the last I looked, there is no more fake books. However,
Amazon actually removed it?
Yeah, so they would remove it.
Amazon, because usually they're not responsive. So
let me tell you, not only did I fill out those forms, but I also was tweeting Amazon and tweeting Jeff Bezos saying, get these fake books removed. And so what would happen is they would remove the book after a day or two of receiving my the form that I filled out. And then as soon as the book was removed, 24 hours later, a new fake book would pop up.
Wow.
So as of today, there's no fake books on Amazon that I know of. I checked a couple hours ago. However, now what's happening is when someone wants to search for my book on Amazon, in the search bar, if they only write I'm unvaccinated and that's okay, it won't show up. They have to write I'm unvaccinated and that's okay book. They don't have book, you won't find it. And
so Shannon, I'm assuming you've got your own website where you could sell them directly yourself so people don't have to go feed the beast on Amazon.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's being sold on all these different book selling websites. It's on Barnes and Noble. It's also in Target, which I know a lot of people are, you know,
boycotting Target right now, right, for sure.
And it's on Amazon. And then there's a couple other stores that so the book is published through Skyhorse Publishing with an imprint from ICANN, which is, you know, Dell Bigtree's Informed Consent Action Network. And so people can buy it actually through the ICANN website and or
through the Skyhorse. Give out the website, what that is.
Well, if your viewers just go to drshannonkroner.com, then it has all the different websites that people can buy it from.
And spell your last name so they get it right.
So it's Dr. Shannon, SHANNONKRONER.com. So drshannonkroner.com.
All the authors that I interview on all my various shows, I always say buy directly from the author. Go to them. You know, don't feed the beast. That's right. Really. So what would you like to leave us with here today, Shannon, as we're closing out on our time here today? I wish we had another 2 hours to talk about this, but what would you like to
There's so much that I would love to talk to you about and pick your brain on about the vaccine. Like that thing that you just told me about Prevnar was something I had not known. And I'm really appreciative that you shared that because it's extremely interesting. Just to close, I hope that people go and buy this book. It's great. It will be a great gift. It actually It's available for pre-sale right now, but it starts shipping on July 18th. Oh, and I have a big announcement. It's actually going to be also available in Spanish. So shortly after the release of the book in English will come a Spanish version, which I think is really amazing because there's really no resources out there on the vaccine issue for, you know, the Latino community. And so I'm really so excited that the book is going to be offered in Spanish.
Well, Dr. Shannon Croner, my friend, my colleague, and person, somebody I've known for a really long time, congratulations on your new release and double congratulations on that it's going to also be released in Spanish. And I'm sure that there'll be other languages that will come along after you do the Spanish, I'm quite sure. So yeah. I want to thank everybody for joining us here tonight and for joining me on Dr. Tenpenny, on your health on the Brightian channel here. With that, I always close with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, whether I'm doing a live broadcast or whether it's something that's pre-recorded. I always close with Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until we see again next week, remember tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern time is Morning Coffee with Dr. T. We'll do your open forum question and answer. I've got some interesting things to open the show with tomorrow. So join in on Cloud Hub and join us there. And we'll be live casting always on Telegram. Shannon, thank you again so much for joining us here tonight. Well, this will be a long lasting show that will stay up for a really long time. And so mark your calendars for next Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern time, where you can again join me on the Tenpenny Files on your health. Good night, everybody. Safe travels. We have arranged for an exclusive discount so my followers can try my favorite zeolite detox spray, Pure Body Extra, for a huge discount. At drtenpenny.com, under the shop tab, you'll see a tab that says buy zeolite for metal detox. Click on that tab and it will open a page that has a large orange button at the top that says get $50 off. And when you go to that page, you get an option to sign up for the monthly auto ship. And if you do that, you will get your first bottle of zeolite spray for only $13. And that comes with free shipping. When you add that all together, that adds up to an 82% discount. If you like the product, keep the auto ship because you will consistently get 20% off of each order and you will continue to get free shipping. This is the best way to keep your body clean so it can simply work better. I've been using it to heal some long-standing gum problems that I've had by spraying it in my mouth on my gums every single day, and it's been just amazing. It's a tasteless spray. You use 4 sprays 3 or 4 times a day that it helps to keep your body cleaned out. I've had people ask me so many times, how long do I have to keep taking this and buying this supplement? Well, I'll tell you what, once you find a place on the planet that is clean and you don't have to detox, then I think you can stop it. But for now, I think it's really important to get the metals out of your body. You can find arsenic in tap water. There's mercury in your mouth from fillings, lead paint in older homes. You can get cadmium from jewelry and also from cigarette smoke. There's arsenic that can be in rice and fruit juice, and you can get it in runoff in your water if you have well water and you live out in the country. Pure Body Extra, the zeolite spray, removes all of that. So it's really important for you to use this product, and you can use it when you're pregnant. You can use it with nursing. You can use it with children of all ages. You can even use it with your pets. You can spray a little bit in their water so you can detox your animals so they have a healthier, cleaner, longer life also. So let me say that again. Go to drtenpenny.com under the shop tab, click on the tab that says buy zeolite for metal detox, and then follow the prompts. As a first-time buyer, you'll get a first bottle for only $13. This is a special and exclusive discount just for the drtenpenny.com followers, and thank you so much in advance for participating in this special offer. And if you're going to buy supplements, we encourage you to shop at our store, which is shoptenpenny.com, or you can go directly to drtenpenny.com and go under the shop label. There's also a supplement label. We make it really easy, lots of different ways that you can find us. These supplements, our private label supplements, have white bottles with green leaves. That's how you know that those are the special ones that you get the discounts on. If you go to the checkout and use podcast at the checkout, you'll get 10% off consistently all the time. Now, you may get other things that are put into your shopping cart. If they're not private label, you won't get the 10% off, but you will still have great savings if you're using a mixture of our private label supplements and other things that are available in our store. You can also get 10% off at our apparel store by using podcast at checkout. I love our apparel. In fact, I buy stuff from my own store. I get t-shirts and sweatshirts. I wear them at the airport. I have one that says Faith Over Fear. I wear that consistently on the airplane. I always get a lot of thumbs up because then that way you can share your faith with others and get a smile at the same time. We have totes and mugs and t-shirts and sweatshirts that are there. And we're always adding new things because we have a great designer. So be sure to go to drtenpenny.com underneath the shop button. You will be able to see our apparel store. Use podcast at the checkout for 10% off every time you shop. I want to say a word about one of our special sponsors, MyPillow.com. I know Mike Lindell personally, and I know how hard he works day in and day out to do great things for this country. He's made many, many affiliates available for his MyPillow products, and we are proud to be one of the affiliates to this company to support him and to support us. You know, there are more than 200 products available at the MyPillow.com store. So you can find something for a special person, for a special event. You can even find things for your pets at MyPillow.com. Now, we know that there are a lot of affiliates that support Mike Lindell and use this affiliate program. But if you're going to share the love a little bit, use promo code DRT. You can frequently get 60% off, and sometimes they run special deals of 70 and 80% off. So check back frequently. Try shopping first at MyPillow.com and use DRT at the promotional code at checkout.